My name is Alexa Merkins. I'm 17 years old. Today is December 1st, 2019, and I'm speaking with my Uncle Jeep, John Paul Carew, who is my uncle. We are recording this interview in Roswell, Georgia.
Hi, I'm Dr. John Paul Carew. I'm a veterinarian all over Florida.
Okay. So, what were you like as a teenager?
I think just like I am today, I was very adventurous. I liked surfing and scuba diving and snorkeling and hiking and camping and animals, all kinds of animals.
Okay. Are there any funny stories people tell about you growing up?
I always laugh when my little sister Kelly tells everybody how I decided to give her a haircut and I cut off all of her bangs. She's still mad at me for that.
How long ago was that?
When she was about 5 and I was about 10.
Okay. Who has had the greatest influence on your life?
Probably my first veterinarian boss. He was very patient and sweet and helped answer all my questions and made me want to be a vet even more.
Did you like going to school? Why or why not?
I thought undergrad was okay. There's a lot of prerequisite courses that I thought were boring. A lot of chemistry, which I wasn't very interested in. But when I got to veterinary school, I loved it because it was all stuff that I was interested in. And I got to learn about all the different animals in the world.
What's your favorite animal?
Right now, probably sea turtle. I think they're a lot of fun to watch. They're very graceful and strong.
What's your favorite memory from your childhood?
Probably my parents taking all of us to Mexico, where we got to go on adventures and see pyramids and wild animals.
What do you like to do in your free time?
I still like to snorkel, surf, scuba dive, paddleboard, hike, camp. Nothing's changed.
Okay. When you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be? Was it still a veterinarian?
I always wanted to be a veterinarian ever since I was a little kid. Probably thought I would work with dolphins and turtles and things like that.
Okay. What made you want to be a vet?
Just from always having and being interested in animals, all sorts of animals, since I was a little kid.
Okay. What do you think sets you apart from others?
Probably just the willingness to try anything. If someone brings in a crazy animal, I'll say yes. Mm-hmm. I'd like to say yes to anything that comes in the door.
What was the craziest thing that's happened to you?
Probably the dog eating the knife, the 13-inch knife that I did surgery on and removed and was on Good Morning America, the Today Show, National Geographic.
What was it like being on all of those networks and stuff like that?
It was crazy. Everybody, all my friends from around the world saw me and called me, and I felt like a celebrity for about a day.
That was my next question. What are you most proud of in life?
I think wherever I go, I make the place a little bit better. So I visit hospitals all over Florida, and I feel like once I leave there, they're a little bit better than when I started. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm making a difference all over Florida right now. And hopefully Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina soon.
What's your favorite thing about yourself?
Just adventure. I always want to go on another trip, and I always want to explore somewhere I've never been. Makes me happy.
What's your favorite thing about your job? Is it just the animals?
I think meeting all sorts of different people from all over that practice different ways and like mm-hmm. different things. I get to learn something new everywhere I go from mm-hmm. different veterinarians and staff.
Mm-hmm. Where's your favorite place that you've traveled?
It's a tie between Costa Rica and Hawaii. I love both those places so much.
Is there like anywhere in Costa Rica and Hawaii, or just the thing itself. All over.
Yes.
Okay.
I love the rainforest and beaches of Costa Rica and the wildlife. And Hawaii's got the waterfalls and the nice people and the and the aloha vibe. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If anything, what would you tell your younger self?
Just to be patient, work hard, be nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What advice would you give me?
I think you probably don't need that much advice. You're such a hard worker, and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
But just not letting negative people affect you in everyday life, and continue to work hard and reach for your dreams.
Oh, thank you. Do you consider yourself lucky?
I think I'm blessed. I have a very good life, but most of these things have come from hard work.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of yes, a little bit of just, I reached for my goals and I got them.
Oh. Do you have anything else you want to share?
Thank you for having me and talking to you. I love spending this time with you.
I love spending this time with you too. I think we have a couple of minutes. We just ran through my questions, so I'm trying to come up with another one. Do you own the copy of Ripley's Believe It or Not you were in for the dog?
I do. I have one at home. I have one that's cut and framed on the wall in my house that I'll bring to my office when I eventually have a permanent one.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one that I keep with me when I travel. So when people ask me about it, I can show them.
Okay. What other adventures do you want to go on right now?
I want to go to Thailand because it looks beautiful and more wildlife there. And I want to go to Norway to see where the Vikings came from.
Okay. Do you want to say anything else about what you do right now, like your job?
I travel all over Florida visiting. We own 26 animal hospitals. I travel all over Florida. I visit them. I work on problems that they're having, issues, questions, and I interview veterinarians and staff to see if they'd be a good fit at those practices. And eventually, we're trying to expand into North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee. And they're asking me to be involved so I can help check out those hospitals and see if they need help. So that'll be in the very near future.
Okay. Were there any challenges you had to go through to get to where you are now?
I've worked at some jobs that I wasn't very happy at, but I feel like everybody goes through a little bit of learning when you get out of school, what you like and don't like, and you learn as you go. And I think keeping your eyes open for something that's a better fit and a better match for you is a good idea. You don't have to settle.
Mm-hmm. Good. Why don't you work with marine life, like you said earlier that you wanted to do?
Because everybody wants those very rare few jobs that are there, and they're very hard to get. And you don't make decent money. You usually make the lowest of the low. And that's still a possibility for the future. When if I ever become bored with my job now, I could always do that later. That's the great thing about my career. There's so many options. And once you decide you don't want to do anything, there are so many other fields in our career that we can do. So maybe someday in the future.
Okay.
I might volunteer some time later when I have some.
Okay. Do you have any other goals for the future that you haven't shared yet in the interview?
There is, with my current career, mm-hmm. I'll probably keep doing what I'm doing until we hire some other veterinarians to fill in what I'm doing, and then I'll maybe move up a little bit and hopefully be a chief medical officer in one of these bigger companies. Mm-hmm. And I want to start helping some wildlife sanctuaries with my free time. Those are two short-term goals for me.
All right.
And travel more.
What would you be doing? I know you said you'd be you always wanted to be a vet. If you weren't a vet, what would you be doing?
I would probably be a marine biologist. That's what I got my first degree in. I love the ocean, mm-hmm. and I'd probably be somewhere in the middle of the ocean collecting samples and watching wildlife.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One more minute or so. How do you stay connected to your family through all of your traveling?
The power of social media, mm-hmm. and technology.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to my parents multiple times a week and my nieces as much as I can with their busy lives. Mm-hmm. And my sisters are usually very good about calling me when I forget to check in with them. And of course, we got Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this would probably be something that I probably should have asked about earlier. How did you get the nickname Uncle Jeep? Because I introduced you as that.
My nieces, when they learned to talk, had a hard time saying John Paul because it's kind of long. Mm-hmm. And so my parents always called me JP, and so they got a mixture of both of those things.
Mm-hmm.
John Paul and JP got shortened to Jeep. And I also was driving a Jeep at that time, so I think that played a little bit of a part.
Okay. I think this might be my last question. How would you describe yourself?
I think I'm very easygoing. I think, mm-hmm. I'm very patient.
Mm-hmm.
I am approachable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm learning to become a good leader through, mm-hmm. all of these traits. My staff seems to really respond to my style of leadership and medicine.
Mm-hmm. Were you not always a good leader?
I think I grew up as a shy kid, so every day gets a little bit better as I get exposed to new challenges.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's kind of surprising because I didn't think you were a shy person.
I was very shy in school.
Very outgoing. Okay, this could be my last question. What was your favorite subject in high school?
Definitely some of the biology classes,
mm-hmm.
and I took almost every art class we had in school, which I loved. I loved art when I was in high school. Wish I had more time for it now. I think it runs in the family.
What was it like growing up in a military family, like moving around all the time?
I think that's probably where I learned my sense of adventure.
Mm-hmm.
We lived in some fun places and we got to meet some cool people.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
Okay. I think that's...
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for talking to me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Love you.